Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As I remember it, one of the very first things I bought for my first grown-up kitchen was a skillet. Now, I think it was one of the first non-stick varieties, and predictably, I didn't really know how to use it and how to keep it in good shape. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I have since learned that the wide world of frying pans is a lot more complex than it used to be, because there are so many choices.
No, that's agreed. And, you know, anyone who is who's a tradesman or works with their hands knows that it's the right tool for the job, you know? And so unfortunately, there isn't one catch-all frying pan that does the work that you need to do all the time. But, you know, you can probably get away with three frying pans if I was trying to give the scoop. I mean, I think the first thing you need to think about is the thicker the metal, the more it will hold heat. And conversely, the thinner the metal, the faster it will heat up, you know? So if we're talking about, say, if everybody's doing sous vide these days, the thing with sous vide is the meat gets cooked, but it's not brown. So you need to sort of sear it or get that caramelization. And that takes hot, that takes a little bit of a prolonged heat. And so a thick cast iron pan, although it will take a long time to heat up, will hold the heat and allow you to get the sear on the steak. Whereas one of the pans that I love to own is a thin steel pan, and that will heat up very fast, but again, will not hold enough heat to sear a steak, but will do a great job when you're, say, trying to saute vegetables. Because they're not going to require prolonged hot heat. They just require to be tossed around in a pan that is hot. And so that works great. So that's the two pans I would have: cast iron, a thin, good steel pan, and then the nonstick. I mean, that is again, probably the one you had was Teflon and yucky, and you scratch it one time and it becomes useless. The nonstick world has grown up dramatically, and there are a lot of very tough, strong nonstick finishes that are out there. Again, not inexpensive, but worth getting because they will last forever. And you need a nonstick for a variety of dishes that you're going to cook. The one that we use it most is for the frittata, but. That's a requirement that you have to, I mean, you need it to do those types of things. Quickly though, let's just like go over the three pans. Cast iron is an awesome thing. It does require maintenance, right? You need to care for it. It will rust. You don't want to soak it in water. And the other thing that people don't know is cast iron is not a good conductor of heat. In other words, it'll get hot if you put it wherever the flame touches it, but it will not heat further away from the flame very well. So when you're using it to sear your steaks, heat it up in the oven because you need to heat the entire pan. That's the benefit of the steel, that thin steel. It conducts heat really well. And then caring for the nonstick, do not put any metal in your nonstick. That's the other thing. You need another set of tools, a plastic spatula, a plastic whisk, a plastic spoon, because metal will do damage to that surface.
Jerry, these are really good tips, and it's just bringing back past nightmares in my mind, because right. I broke every rule in the book. But right. We'll put these things down on our website, and people can learn up about them. Right. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.